This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show, all of those smart speakers. Just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio. How's everyone doing? Thanks for joining us for the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. It is 29 degrees, coming up on 510 here in the station in Pittston. I was surprised at the numbers of this, and this is going, based on the percentages, it's going to be applicable at least to more of us than I thought. Owning a home free and clear is a dream for many Americans, and over 40% of them, it's already a reality. So based on this, 40% of homeowners are already done with their mortgage, which is a great thing if you can do it. And if you are in the process of doing it, listen, that one extra payment or $100 extra each month, it makes a big difference. It knocks years off your mortgage payment. So while we're hearing about 40 and 50-year mortgages, try and knock that baby out as soon as you can. And I was really surprised at the number that 40% of Americans have their house free and clear. If you're part of this group of people or soon to be part of this group of people that paid off their mortgage, first of all, congratulations. It's a great achievement. And I understand you're never done paying off your house. Those taxes get you one way or another. But now that you own your home outright, it's time to reap the benefits and focus on other goals. There's things to watch out for when you do it. Life changes when you don't owe money on your home. You'll find yourself with less monthly pressure. Trips come easier. Purchases feel more intentional. You may even sleep a little better at night, says founder and chief investment officer at Considerate Capital Wealth Management from in Chicago. So what do you do after you've paid off your mortgage? Well, you don't let lifestyle creep get you. And that's something that's very real. And we've talked about that before on the show. Listen, if you get a percentage raise, put that somewhere. Just don't absorb it into your everyday lifestyle so you don't even realize it in a few months. Once you no longer have monthly house payments, the most important thing you can do is keep lifestyle creep in check. The risk of being mortgage-free is falling back into debt simply because it's easy. Paying your home off takes discipline. Whatever you do, don't undo your financial win by replacing it with something new. There's nothing wrong with getting a boat or starting that vacation fund, but understand that once you take on a new payment, you've sacrificed some of your freedom that you just created by paying off your mortgage. If you don't have a concrete financial plan in place, your money may take on a life of its own and in time be gone in the wind so you never even realize that extra money. And we're talking a big chunk of money if it's your mortgage payment. Sit down and make a plan based on your priorities and lifestyle goals. They recommend you stash 3 to 6 months of expenses into a high-yield savings account. tackle any other debt you may have. From there, leverage any tax-advantaged retirement accounts, such as 401ks, IRAs, if possible. Max them out if you can. And again, if you're no longer paying a mortgage payment, and this is something new to you, you have that extra $1,000-plus, $2,000-plus dollars. Put it to good use. Put it to use that's going to help your future. Not just absorb it into, hey, you know, we travel a little more. We go out to dinner a little more. We splurge on some things. I get some, you know, more designer stuff or that bigger TV. Scrap that. You've made it this far living a certain way. There's no reason to change that. They suggest you set aside 1% to 2% of your home value per year or more if you know major expenses are on the horizon. Again, just because your house is not paid off, do you have a capital reserve program for your own house? How old is your roof? When is it going to need to be replaced? Your siding, your windows, your flooring, your appliances. Big purchases in your house that you're going to need to upgrade, to replace. If you're looking to sell your house, things you're going to have to change to upgrade to get a better value for your house. Listen, I just sided my house a few years ago, probably 3 years ago. It's not cheap. A new roof for your house is not cheap. So plan for those things so it's not beating you up and banging you over the head. So if you have 10 years to you need to replace your roof, figure get a cost estimate on what a roof will cost you today. Add 15% of that and start saving it every year now for the next 10 years. So when it's time to replace your roof, you'll have a majority, maybe not all of it, but you'll have a majority of that money. If you need to reside your house, if you need to put a new deck down, one of the discussions that my wife and I have been having, we have a two-tier, pretty large deck on the back of our house. One of the decks were there when we purchased the house. We added the lower tier that takes up the whole side of our house. It's great. Love it. Never had any issues with it, but it's getting to the point now where we've been there 22 years. The original deck is probably 30 years old. The deck we put on is probably 18 years old, maybe 19 years old. So it's time we're going to have to redo that. And we were talking about getting Trex or the new type of material that's out there to do it that lasts a lifetime. But you know what? We're not going to be in the house for a lifetime anymore. You know, what do we have? 20 years, 25 years left in the house? And if the wood deck that we have now lasted us 22 years or 30 years, well, might as well just do the same thing. It really does not help us with the value. Yeah, we could sell the house for a little more probably, but that's not my concern either. My concern is enjoying the deck I have now. So, you know, we decided we'll just do another pressure treated or maybe cedar. There's no reason to go with Trex or any of the composite wood that you can put down on your decks now that make it a little more friendly, but really a lot more expensive, let's be honest. But you should be saving that money now, putting the money into your 401k, your IRAs, maxing it out so when you hit that point, you don't have to do anything else again. You're done. You got your nest egg in your house. It's been paid off. You're saving money each month to upgrade the house as you need it. This way, if you're 50, 60, 70 years old, your roof has an issue, hey, here's a company. Just do it. I'm 70 years old. I don't need to deal with this nonsense now. Thankfully, I've had this money socked away because I've saved every year for the past 10, 15 years for this roof, for this very roof now. It's the same thing I do with my car. You know, when I'm done making a car payment, when I'm done, when my cars are paid off, which they all are now, I take whatever that car payment was and I sock it away. So when it's time for me, when I say, all right, it's time to upgrade to a new car, you know, I have half of the cost of that vehicle already set aside. And if they have good financing deal, which I've gotten in the past where, you know, I think the most I've paid in the past 10 years is 0.9% interest on these car deals that they've had for 5 or 6 years, you know, you're basically working with their money. It's a way to go. But whatever you do, just don't absorb it into lifestyle creep. And that's a very real thing. We see it all the time with our raises. Listen, you work hard. You become an asset to your employer. You get a decent raise. Sounds like a great thing. You know, maybe $100, $50, a couple hundred dollars a month, maybe even more. That money quickly gets absorbed into your lifestyle very quickly. very quickly, and we all know this, to where you don't even realize it anymore. Which is why, you know, I've drilled into my kids, whenever you get that raise, put that immediately away. If you got a 4% raise or a 3% raise, up your 401k by 3 or 4%. This way you don't even see it. It's going away, but it's going to your future. If you tell this to your children enough, they listen. And it's great to see my kids who are 30, 24, and 23 now. With their investments they have now, if they stick with it, they're never going to have to work after the age of 50 again. And that's a great thing. But you can do those things as well. And again, when I saw that number, 40% of people either have or are about to have their house paid off. That's a great place to be. And I understand, hey, well, you know, I'm going to retire. We're going on Social Security. There's less income coming into the house. Okay, we'll take that into consideration. This is why a lot of us, you know, stick it out a little longer. So we can do the things we do. Set that money aside for, hey, maybe 5 years, 10 years from now, we're going to have to put on a new roof. But I'm going to be making $2,500 less a month because I'll be retired and on Social Security. You know, my pensions are going to kick in or my investments will kick in. Try and get your investments to where they're self-sufficient. You know, base it on an average 8% return rate. You know, so where you're not touching the principal, you're just pulling out the interest every month for that year. And when you get closer to the time where you plan on moving on and not being here anymore, you know, then you start chipping away at the principal. You have something to leave your children or whoever's left for you. A lot of things to consider. And again, one of the things that we unfortunately have to consider is the cost of things, taxes. They go up tremendously. I mean, we just saw in Lackawanna County a 33% tax increase last year. You know, reassessment, which increased a lot of people's taxes, it leveled people out too. Well, that doesn't go down. That continues. Our utility bills go up. Water bill, sewer bill, electric bill, gas bills. You know, they're going to go up. And it's things we unfortunately have to account for, but we chip away at that savings. So say you were paying an $1,800 a month mortgage. Well, with those costs going up, that's not $1,800 you're necessarily saving. Maybe it's down to $1,200 you're saving because everything else, lifestyle creep. And lifestyle creep is not just your doing. It's taxes, utility bills. Look at the things you don't need. You know, I was just perusing my cable bill the other day. I was like, we don't use half this stuff. But they make it a point to arrange it to where you get a little bit of the things you do need in everything. Well, I don't need a home phone anymore through my cable service. Well, if you take that away, you get rid of that $20 credit on your cable. So in the end, your bill's the same anyway. It's funny how that works. But if you're part of that 40%, and that's a big number, 40% of people that are at or are close to paying off your mortgage, make sure you set that money up to do something good for you. And that's not necessarily, listen, enjoy yourself, spend it, but set yourself up for your future. Set yourself up so you're not 70 years old worrying about how you're going to pay for a new roof for your house, how you're going to fix that heating system for your house, because you have that money set aside, because you planned properly. And that's all it is, planning properly. And you'd be amazed. You don't need a professional to do that with this. And if you're not technologically advanced by using, you know, the programs that are out there and AI and the internet, I'm sure in your circle of friends there are people who can help you if you're willing to ask to say, hey, how do I do something like this? This is my goal. I'm not really sure how to do it. And you set it up to work for you. That's all we can do, right? Set ourselves up to be in the best position we can be for tomorrow and then on. It's 5:22 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Thanks for sticking with us. It's 5:25 here, 28 degrees on the Rob O'Donnell Show. Somebody texted, now that my house is paid off, I'll just buy another one, and then another one, and then another one, like Monopoly, all over again. I never won at Monopoly, but maybe I can win at this. Hey, more power to you. I know a few people who have done that. The last thing I want to be doing is taking more responsibility on and taking care of more things like that. You know, I got a big enough house and property where my hands are full taking care of what I want. And we've talked about it. You know, my wife and I may be getting a second home, like a snowbird type thing down in the panhandle of Florida. But the more I look at it, there's really good apartment complexes with all the amenities, nice pools, clubhouses, gyms, everything that are real nice. And we just may do that and hang out a year. If we like it, we'll stay longer, maybe bounce around to somewhere else. I mean, with two of our three kids going to be moving around a lot, maybe a way to see the nation or maybe the world. So maybe that's the route we'll go. But the last thing I want to be doing is taking care of a second property. So that's just me. That's just me. But I also know plenty of people, especially in the military, who have bought a house wherever they've been stationed. And by the time they retire, they have four or five houses. And that's their retirement plan. They either continue to rent them during the time they're still in, or they move out and sell them all.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's as simple as that. So how many of you have sound machines at home? Sound machines at home. That's pretty standard in my house. I use them a lot. I have pretty bad tinnitus from a lot of things. A, being a musician for decades, being a police officer in New York City, especially a transit police officer working in the subway systems. And then everything and anything else you can imagine. Probably too loud a stereo blasting in my room as well. So I use what's called sound machines or white noise, pink noise, brown noise, whatever it is. I also have things where I can find the frequency of my tinnitus. And when I play the exact same frequency of my tinnitus, it kind of neutralizes it out, but it only lasts for 10, 20 seconds, and then it slowly comes back. I know there's ear devices that you can have implants put in that kind of play that tone to neutralize it, but unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover them, so I deal with my tinnitus. As long as you ignore it, you're okay. If you start paying attention to it like I am right now, it really gets to you. But a popular kind of background noise can actually mess with your sleep quality, they've found. Plenty of people use apps, ambient sound machines, to reduce or improve their sleep. But not all noise is created equal. White noise and all the other color noises like brown and pink and green noise is a steady sound known as broadband noise. Broadband noise is sound that has a bunch of different frequencies all playing at once. What sets each of the color noises apart is how much power is given to each frequency. For example, white noise has the same volume at every pitch. Brown noise has more heavy volume on low pitches, but quieter volume on high pitches. Pink noise, meanwhile, as volume and steadily increases the pitch, it gets higher at the lower pitch than white noise. Using deeper sounds and lower frequencies to filter out high sounds to create a more even, flat sound, think steady rain, wind, or rustling through trees. I also have those sounds on my machines as well, to where I could play a thunderstorm, I could play it raining, an ocean waves, or a brook or stream running. They're pretty cool. We go to bed with them pretty much. But a team at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine collected study participants who had never used noise and sleep aid before, and they observed them sleeping with no noise, airplane noise, pink noise, aircraft noise with pink noise, and aircraft noise with earplugs. Ditch the pink noise, they're saying. Published in the journal Sleep, the team found that listening to pink noise alone led to nearly 19-minute decrease in REM sleep. REM sleep is active, final, dream-filled stage of sleep cycle and is crucial for mood regulation, memory consolidation, and cognitive function. I studied all this pretty much with my sleep apnea. And basically, it's when your body resets itself. REM sleep is important for memory consolidation, emotional regulation, brain development. So our findings suggest that playing pink noise and other type of broadband noise during sleep could be harmful, actually, especially for children whose brains are still developing, who spend much of the time in REM sleep more than adults. So if you have one of these machines, as per this study, and again, this is a single study out of the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, stay away from pink noise. And my devices do have that. So it's something I'll take under advisement. But more so than just the brown noise, white noise, pink noise, or green noise, there's a bunch of them there. I like the thunderstorms. I have a mix because on the device that I have that's specially made for this, I can combine and decrease and increase the different sounds. So I actually like the ocean waves with a thunderstorm together combined. And a lot of times that's what we fall asleep to. And it seems to relax us. I put it through the room speakers at a low volume, and it's just there in the background. You know, it sounds like there's waves and it's thundering outside our windows. And it seems to work for us. It's 5:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:37 here at the station, 28 degrees. So during our Today in History, we talked about Four Chaplains Day, and that's what today is, Four Chaplains Day. It's actually an official day. And I posted earlier today we honor Four Chaplains Day to commemorate the day troop ship USAT Dorchester sank. Now, the USS Dorchester left New York on January 23, 1943, carrying four chaplains and about 900 others as part of a convoy of three ships. Dorchester was torpedoed by a German submarine, U-223, off of Newfoundland at 12:55 a.m. and began to sink. Four chaplains of different religions, George L. Fox, a Methodist chaplain, Alexander D. Good, a rabbi, Clark V. Poling, a Baptist, and John P. Washington, Roman Catholic priest, helped calm passengers and organize evacuations. But there were not enough life vests. The four chaplains each gave their life vest to others and helped as many men as they could into the boats. Then they linked their arms together, saying prayers and singing hymns as they went down with the ship. They were posthumously awarded the Purple Heart and Distinguished Service Cross on December 19th, 1944. In 2006, they were awarded the Medal of Honor. The Four Chaplains Medal was introduced by Congress on July 14, 1960. These medals were presented to the next of kin of each of the chaplains in January 1961. And there's an artistic painting of the four chaplains in the SS Dorchester on my Facebook page if you want to check it out there. But it's just quite a story. It's literally a real-life Titanic story of the violinists playing as the ship went down to calm the passengers. These four chaplains not only gave up their life vests but helped guide many of the 900 onto the lifeboats that were available and then linked arms and sang hymns while the ship went down. And just goes to show the veracity of our military chaplains. So there's the story of the four chaplains. Again, you could find that along with the painting rendition of them on my Facebook page to share it yourself. But today is Four Chaplains Day. And I figured it was a story worth of retelling in a separate venue than just today in history. It's 5:40 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we start to wind things down here on this Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. Coming up on 5:46, 28 degrees. So police reveal that they are aware of a possible ransom note for Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy Guthrie, and say they're taking all leads very serious. Now, the purported ransom note for Savannah Guthrie's missing mom was sent to media outlet TMZ Tuesday, with the supposed kidnappers demanding millions of dollars in Bitcoin for her safe return. The Pima County Sheriff's Department said it was aware of the possible ransom note circulating, but did not confirm the legitimacy of the demand. The note to TMZ provided a deadline for the ransom payment and implied something would befall the Today Show's host's 84-year-old mother, Nancy, if the towering sum was not paid. This comes just hours after Pima County Sheriff Chris Danos refused to confirm or deny whether any ransom demand had been received in the case. While police again wouldn't confirm whether TMZ note was real or sent by a hoaxer, we are aware of reports circulating about possible ransom note regarding the investigation, Nano said in a statement. We are taking all tips and leads very seriously. Nancy was taken from her Tucson home after being dropped off by Savannah's sister around 9:30 p.m. Saturday. She was then reported missing Sunday morning after she failed to show up to church. Ransom note supposedly included details about crime scene left behind at Nancy's home, according to TMZ. And also included a working Bitcoin address for funds to be sent to. Nancy is believed to have been abducted from her home, police previously revealed, while Sheriff Danos remained evasive when pressed on ransom or motivations. We have all kinds of investigative leads we are working on, was all he would tell reporters during a Tuesday press conference that happened this afternoon. It remains unclear exactly what police found at Nancy's home, which led them to rule the vanishing a suspected crime, but sources previously told that blood and signs of forced entry were found. Nancy's electronic devices, items she would normally leave in the house with, were also found left behind, sources said. And those devices stopped communicating with her pacemaker around 2 a.m., suggesting she would have been taken from the home around that time. The hunt for Nancy has grown more dire by the hour as she's reportedly taken without medication that she needs every 24 hours and could die without. And the fact that she's on a pacemaker, it's probably some sort of, you know, daily heart medicine that needs to be taken. Cops also said we are taking any tips and leads seriously. But it's hard to tell the variety. You know, if they gave specific details that no one else would know. Now, there is video circulating online, and how accurate it is this day and age, it's hard to tell. Of the supposed front door of Nancy Guthrie's home, where there are pretty substantial amounts of droplets of blood. I don't understand, if this video is valid, how an independent journalist can just walk up to the home of someone who has been abducted and it's a crime scene and take video at their front door showing some blood, you know, why wouldn't this be off limits? Why wouldn't it be cordoned off? Which leads me to believe that the video is suspect at best. So, again, if that video is circulating, who knows what's true and what's not? I find it hard to believe that an independent journalist from social media was just able to walk up to the front door and take pictures of blood splatter on the front door, you know, entryway. Obviously outside the door, but still would be cordoned off, I would assume. But signs of forced entry were found and blood has been suspected to be found, although when pressed, the sheriff kind of really didn't say one way or another. But investigators are saying they found signs of forced entry at the home. Who is believed to have been taken against her will. They described the mother, Nancy Guthrie, as a woman of deep conviction, a good and faithful servant. She asked supporters to raise your prayer with us. The Pima County Sheriff and Tucson FBI Chief held that news conference today and urged the public to offer any tips. I know that Fox News, in the corner of their broadcast for most of the afternoon here during this show, has had the tip line number up for Nancy Guthrie. And the more time that goes on, the less likely it looks that this is going to have a positive outcome. Now, the sheriff said that she needs her daily medication and could die without it. Asked whether officials were looking for her alive, he said, "We hope we are." DNA samples have been gathered and submitted for analysis as part of the investigation. "We've gotten some back, but nothing to indicate any suspects," Nano said. A person who spoke with the Associated Press said investigators found specific evidence at the home showing that there was a nighttime kidnapping. Several of Guthrie's personal items, including her cell phone, wallet, and car, were still there after she disappeared. Investigators are reviewing surveillance video from nearby homes and working to analyze data from cell phone towers. Police are also reviewing information from license plate cameras in the area. The motive remains a mystery. Investigators do not believe at this point that the abduction was part of a robbery, home invasion, or kidnapping for ransom plot, the person said. But now we have this suspected ransom note where they did give details about the crime scene. Now, here's the thing. As investigators working on this, what you have to do now is basically scrub every public source out there to see what was leaked. The information that this ransom note is giving to us that we need to validate, is this legitimate or not? Is there any way that they publicly could have gotten this information? If they could, Dove, let's look at the people specifically who had this information that could be leaking it to the possible kidnappers. Just because there's no indication that a family member or anybody is not involved at this point, one of the workers at the house, you know, it has been said that she had many of workers at the house, caretakers, gardeners, you know, cleaning people, a whole plethora of people that were there in and out. Did they have any knowledge that they could have passed to anyone? And let's look into their communications since this crime took place. That's the wide area that you need to look at when it comes to something like this, because very rarely is someone abducted by someone they have no previous contact with, or there's no reason. People just don't randomly kidnap people unless you're in a third world country and you're being targeted simply because you're an American or you're somebody with wealth or something like that. This was planned. This was a middle of the night. The woman was dropped off at 9:30 at night by her daughter. 2 o'clock in the morning, her pacemaker stops communicating with her smartwatch or whatever. They will be able to tell any sort of pings or any sort of issue like that. How is her pacemaker connected? Is it connected via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth? They can dig into that router to see when that communication, if there's different extenders in the house for Wi-Fi. You know, a lot of our houses now, if you have a big house, I know I have three of them, have Wi-Fi extenders. Well, if you dig into those systems deep enough, you can tell which one in the house that your devices are talking to. Is it the one in the basement? Is it the one in the second floor? Is it the one in the garage? Is it the one for the deck? Whatever it was. And it kind of can give you a mapping pattern of how the movement was while these people were in the house. They might not have any devices. If they were smart and knew what they were doing and not have any electric devices on them or devices that were on, her devices, like a pacemaker, these devices normally connect to Bluetooth or connect to Wi-Fi or however it is. And these are devices that can help them. Did that device try and connect to anywhere else unsuccessfully? Just because it didn't actually connect doesn't mean there's not a record that it attempted to connect. Just like when you get into a car and it says, would you like to connect your phone to this car, a rental car, whatever it is. That communication is constantly going. And if you have the right technology, you can dig into those devices to see a lot more information than is just publicly, well, no, we declined it to connect to it. Well, we can see that her watch tried to connect, her pacemaker's Bluetooth tried to connect to this vehicle's CarPlay at this time. And that's not easy to do, but it's not impossible either. So I think we're going to have an outcome on this. If it's positive or not is yet to be seen. But the more time that goes on, the more it does not look good. But for everyone's sake, wouldn't it be nice to find out this 84-year-old woman was found safe and sound and just needed some hospital stay to catch up on her medication and stuff? That would be the best outcome here, obviously. We'll keep you updated on it as the week goes on. The Good Feet store, located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard. Across from the Olive Garden, it's easier than ever to feel your best. Say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with the Good Feet Arch Supports. There's no waiting. They're immediately available, and you can experience a difference today by going in there for a free test walk. Why wait to feel better? Visit them at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. Call them at 570-534-0980. Check them out online at goodfeet.com. They're proudly made in the USA because you're not going anywhere without Good Feet. Well, that's it for the show today. We've got a couple of minutes before we wrap it up. Did you see that Jill Biden's ex-husband? Now, I understand they've been divorced for 50 years, but her ex-husband that she had for 5 years before she met Senator, then Senator Joe Biden, was just arrested for killing his – well, it's not funny – killing his wife that of today. So she dodged a bullet, maybe literally, there. But again, they've been divorced for 50 years. So, I think 1975 is when they were divorced. One of the other things we started off the show with today is Iran. An Iranian drone was shot down by an F-35. As that drone approached the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, the strike group that's in the area, and some gunboats from Iran tried harassing a U.S.-flagged tanker ship, and an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer had to get to the area to fend off those Iranian gunboats and escort that U.S.-flagged tanker through the Straits of Hormuz. So Iran stepping up their rhetoric and danger in the area that we have a strike battle group in that's ready to basically turn them into a piece of plexiglass. So dangerous moves on Iran's part, challenging a USS aircraft carrier, USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, and its battle group. And again, we're supposed to be meeting with Iran on Friday to discuss some sort of de-escalation agreement while they're continually trying to escalate things. I don't think that's going to work out well for them. And if this continues again, if there's another act like this, I could see it going very poorly for Iran very quickly. That being said, I will continue to monitor the situation and bring it to you here on WILK News Radio. Thanks for sticking with us today. God bless. Be safe. We will see you tomorrow.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.